you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Good morning, 7:05 on November the 5th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, and good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
You know, Linda and I have one of these days that starts like, you know, it started an hour ago and it finishes tonight around 9:30 or 10. So
I know the feeling.
Yeah, well, Linda is heading in one direction to keep us going that way. And then, we're going to meet up at, 1:30 and try and get the rest of everything done.
May I insert something at this?
Sure.
Very near, dear to my heart. Literally, this is my wife Brenda and my's anniversary today.
Aww. Yes. How many years?
This is year number 8.
Year number 8.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I've known you almost all the time you've been married.
Almost, yes.
Almost. Well, yes. happy anniversary to you, and happy anniversary, Brenda.
And we're both working all day. This is how busy we've been lately. The other day we looked at each other and said, oh, dang. And we didn't use the word dang, though. Realizing that the anniversary was nigh. So we're going to go out to dinner tonight after we both get done with work.
Well, cool. Well, hey, I tell you what, let's start off with our, that's good. I'm glad. Happy anniversary. You two are really nice. You two belong together.
Ah, I'll pass that along because I doubt if she's listening.
Hey, let's go visit, Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisor for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, in the first half hour of trading, markets are lower. Currently, the Dow's down 95 points at 15,543, while the NASDAQ's down 19 at 3,917, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,757. Oil's down 54 cents a barrel at 94.08, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.74%. Gold's down a dollar at $1,313, while silver is unchanged at $21.70 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Big Blue's down $2.28 at $178.02. ExxonMobil's up 54 cents at $92.62. And Visa is down $1.38 at $195.15. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR, and happy anniversary, Bob.
No, thank you.
Hey, Josh. Thanks a lot. Hey, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, 9:10, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. And, you know, they're local people. They're keeping their fingers on the pulse of what's happening on Wall Street, and they give great advice. What can I say? Stop on by Park Marina Drive to their office, or just like I said, give them a call. 243-7561. Weather today, tomorrow, the next day?
Well, sunny today, a high near 70 degrees, mostly clear tonight, a low around 51. By the way, if you did not see the sunrise, you missed quite a show. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday and a high near 73. Very nice fall weather. And then chance of showers on Wednesday night after 4 a.m. Currently in Reading, we are showing 55 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay. Hey, before we take a break, just another shout out to the people that put up the ceremony dedicating the new flagpole at the Gulf War era monument at the Reading Library. And if you haven't seen that, head on down to the library. It's a beautiful monument. It's got the names of everybody that served in the Gulf War starting in 1990 and starting back in the Gulf War and then coming all the way up until today. Everybody that served. And they had a ceremony with the 132nd Multirole Bridge Company was there. A master sergeant spoke. Anderson VFW was there. The Patriot Guard Riders was there, you know, talking about this. They turned out to watch the Color Guard raise the flag in a new pole there. Now, why the library was built without a flagpole. Somebody needs to explain this to me. Explain this to me, Lucy, because I don't understand how a county building, a library, could be built without a flagpole. I mean, who was the idiot who designed this? And who voted on this to say, okay, yeah, let's have like a flagpole. Flag. Library. Oh, hell, that's not that important, is it? I mean, who would do that? And then when they brought this up, I remember I would just happen to be in the city council that night. In the audience, you know, it was slow nights. I was over there listening to what was going on. And they asked the city to provide $6,000 for this. The city, who has never met a cause they didn't support before when it comes to certain areas, said no.
I'm surprised they didn't commission a $10,000 study on needing the $6,000.
Well, they went in to ask for it, and they said no. And so the and people have long memories about that. Who voted no on that, by the way? I have a long memory about it. And after seeing them give money to so many others, spend money on so much other stuff. So anyway, but they went out, Families Honoring Our Troops, worked with SEIUA, Local 1021, and they raised $6,500 for the flagpole. It was $6,500 the city couldn't come up with after whoever they paid the exorbitant amount of money to design this thing didn't put a flagpole in there. Anyway, they had numerous fundraisers were held, car washes, drive-bys, drive-by collections, golf tournaments, everything. And they raised the money. So good on ya. Families Honoring Our Troops, SEIU, Local 1021, everybody that helped with that. And if you haven't seen it, go on down. Head on down to the library. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Had a lot of killings here lately in River City and Shasta County. What's going on here? We need to talk about that. How many, come, you know, how, why the spate of killings right now? Let's kind of think about why this could be going on. I know that the Sheriff's Department is running, trying to keep up with this, and the city police. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundabot, good morning. 7:16 in the morning, 50 degrees. It's going to be a great day today. I think you said about sunshine today there, bud.
Yes, these clouds have moved in overnight and warmed things up are moving off, and it'll be a nice sunny day.
It's going to be cold, though. It's starting to get cold. It's going to get colder and colder.
It's cooling off at night. Yeah,
this portion
does that this time of year.
Yeah, well, you know what? You think that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with coffee that is just absolutely perfect in the morning, pumpkin lattes, all these different things they can make. Of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And, of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Five homicides here in Shasta County since October the 25th, it looks like. Five. Two out of Dingit, auto dismantlers, two gents out there. In Redding, a guy was shot, brought into a Mercy Hospital, dropped off, but he died. And they're trying to still find the two guys that dropped him off. Then you had Mr. Weber, who shot Mr. Weber. Mr. Weber Sr. shot Mr. Weber Jr. And Weber's on the run, and he's got $1 million price tag on him. And then in Millville yesterday, and this is what kind of got me going on it, was I got a press release from the sheriff or the chief and police department. And they went out there to put out a fire. And what they ended up having was not just a fire, but they thought it was a grass fire, but it wasn't. It was a truck burning. And inside the truck, on the bed was a body in the bed of the truck. So I called just to make sure that, you know, all these, that I hadn't read someplace of this before. And he assured me that that was not happening. And so now we've got five bodies, four of whom we know for sure were felonies and people being shot. Now we have a fifth one, all in the space since October the 25th. It makes you kind of wonder what's going on. And then on top of that, the head of our probation department, Chief Probation Officer Wes Foreman, steps down, resigned, and he's making no statements right now about why that may be. He has been under fire and been under a lot of pressure over the last 2 years, ever since AB 109 kicked in, and we are up to our butts and felons that have been released from the California prisons because the California prison system wasn't run very efficiently. And the fact is, or maybe it was run too efficiently. We had so many people in it, according to the judges. So let's turn 30,000 of them loose, and they're getting ready to turn loose another 10,000 come February. And the planning here in our town, right here in River City, could have been a lot better, frankly. I mean, it could have been a lot better. We are supposed to be a center set up for the worst, and it took them. They just got that barely open this year. The jail took jail forever to get that third floor open. Why the Board of Supervisors ever let it shut down, I don't know. But anyway, we've got all this stuff going on, and Bad Bob, you said there's something else going on.
Well, of course it's harvest season, but one thing that I would ask, if people are noticing, is the element, maybe I'm more sensitive to it, but I had to stand my vehicle on its nose because these two guys, who were obviously street folk, just strolled out into the street as if getting their jollies off on bringing traffic to a screeching halt. And, like, who's going to do anything about it? And that's a scary thing.
Well, nobody's going to be doing anything about it, and I'll tell you why. It's real simple. You don't do anything about it because what are you going to do with them? They walk out, they come in, this lady that got her house, got her business broken into for the third time. Was it Wild Time and Things? This is the third time that burglars broke into Wild Time Gifts and Gardens in downtown Reading. In more than 2 months, the third time, and said, and the owner is saying, I'm feeling pretty helpless at this point. I walk down the street in this neighborhood now and see people putting boards up and bars on their windows. I guess I'm going to follow suit because I'm not going to let the criminals win. If we come to that point where you have to, well, you know, I know another business that put bars up on their windows because they're just positive somebody. And here's the thing about, here's this other one before we take a break. If you've got any stories like this, let me know, because this business has this guy come in, walks into their business, tells them how Southern California said he needs a chiropractor and or something like that, some kind of medical help. And then it turns out this guy is sleeping in the bushes behind the business. I mean, this whole thing, what's going on here? What's going on to the fact that are we on the verge of kind of starting to lose control around here because it's getting to be too much craziness? Are there too many clowns in the circus? Is that what it is? Too many clowns in the circus remember that little bitty car you could put 27 clowns in? Well, we can stuff 30 in there, but guess what? We still got 100 outside the car. We'll be right back.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an auto repair shop, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Located 1 mile south of Highway 44 on Airport Road and Charland Drive, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop on by Miller Collision Center, again at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, we are dividing and conquering today. Good morning. It is 7:25 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. And I would like to remind you that the Marine Corps Ball, they're having a birthday ball on the 10th of November. There may be a couple of tickets still left. Give Mike DeTerris a call at 530-524-7595. You know, it's music by the Lou White Band. Jefferson Pipes are going to be there. Colonel Dean Caswell, who was a fighter pilot in Pacific, Korea, and Vietnam. And was one of his wingmen was James Sweat, who was the recipient of a Medal of Honor and lived right here in the North State. 238th birthday. It's dinner, dancing, the whole shooting match. Give Mike DeTerris a call again. 524-7595. Hollywood. Hollywood.
Where to begin?
Hollywood. Where do we start here? There's been a $500,000 grant given to a group that's promoting Obamacare to work Obamacare in the storyline of fiction TV shows.
Let me get
popular
this straight.
TV shows.
A grant. $500,000 worth of tax.
No, I think this came out of, this came out of someplace. It could be tax
money.
Was
it a private grant or is this my tax dollars?
I don't have that down there, I'll find it. But whatever it is, it's a grant and what it's doing, it's going to go to writers on these popular shows, fiction shows, and they're going to put favorable, storylines about Obamacare in it. You think I'm making this up? No, I'm not making this up. This is true. And it makes you wonder what's happening here? Now that, the scary thing is that, this thing is going to, when this thing happens, and it will, and you want to know where it comes. The California Endowment, a private foundation that is spending millions to promote President Barack Obama's signature law, recently provided $500,000 grants to ensure that TV writers and producers have information about the Affordable Care Act that can be stitched into plot lines watched by millions. Their aim is to produce compelling primetime narratives that encourage Americans to enroll, especially the young and healthy Hispanics and other key demographic groups needed to make the overhaul a success. We know from research that when people watch entertainment television, even if they know it's fiction, they tend to believe that factual stuff is actually factual. Guess what? They believe the fiction stuff is factual. They watch Jon Stewart to get their news. Jon Stewart says, this is not a place to get the news. It's a comedy show. But this is even worse, my friends. So now you can watch, what's a popular TV show? Is there one?
I haven't watched network TV in years.
How about this one? The Walking Dead.
AMC.
The Walking Dead about zombies and fighting in the future. You know, if we'd had Obamacare, we would not be zombies now. If Obamacare had just been accepted, we wouldn't have a nation of zombies. Okay, it probably won't be written into that one. How about Wipeout? And these people go running, they do these different games. As the guy's being leaping in the air and he's getting hit with a sledgehammer, it goes, oh, I need Obamacare. How about that? No. Okay, what about American Idol? They're singing, and at the end of it, when they're going, well, here's your grades. Well, you know what? If you just somehow woven in Barack Obama and Obamacare, I could have given you a 6. Or Dancing with the Stars, they rip off their shirts and on their chest is tattooed Obamacare. Am I helping here?
You're giving them ideas, you know.
This is how ludicrous this is, my friends. But you know what? It's probably true. They're going to do this. They're going to put in they're going to weave into the lines of these comedies. Big Bang Theory that somehow Obamacare, hey, we're all going down to sign up for Obamacare. Or Shelton is going to do this. He says, I'm going to fix the problems they're having with the website. And Sheldon fixes the website and everybody gets Obamacare.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Frankly, I'm ready to,
You could threaten me with violence, and I could not name 3 television shows that are on the major networks.
Well, I don't either. Okay, here is some news, local news here, as we're talking. By the way, that last article was in the Record Searchlight, our buddies over there. Joe Bowers, who is a controller at Smart Businesses, is joining the council race along, now that makes 6. That's Joe, and then Brent Weaver, Christian Schrader, Don Kirk, Of course, Francie Sullivan, Patrick Jones, and I can bet you there's going to be more. I know of one or two more that say they're going to run. This is going to be an interesting city council race. And yet for the Board of Supervisors, that actually pays people $50,000 a year to sit there and not take abuse, unlike the city council who gets paid nothing to sit there and take all types of abuse from the Record Searchlight. I mean, lots of abuse. You've got the Board of Supervisors coming up, and I don't know of anybody that's running except, Les Ball is running. I heard he has got a strong opponent there, and Butch out of Anderson, and then Dave Kehoe, who says he's running, but I don't know if anybody's running against Dave. So, is this like when you know in the Olympics when the other guy is, you know, it's called a walk across? You just walk over, across the ring or walk over? Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Dr. Maria Salas is here along with Alice Garrity. They've got a lot of things heading going on right now for the holiday season. We'll be right back.
Dr. Maria Salas, join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
For drug addicts and alcoholics, destroying yourself with drugs and alcohol isn't the wisest path, but you already realize that. Millions have found new lives, peace, joy, and self-acceptance on the other side of addiction. Since 1971, Empire Recovery has been setting people free through the 12 steps, serving 9 counties with residential and outpatient treatment and detox. Empire Recovery, 1237 California Street in Reading, 243-7470. That's 243-7470.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it's one of those days that goes from 5:30 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. We are dividing and conquering. I think I'll see Linda around 1:30 today as we link up to go to the next group of things. 50 degrees out there, 7:33 in the morning. Hope everybody's having a great day. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can give a guarantee that other shops don't dare offer, from small chips up to cracks over 24 inches in length. That's right, over 2 feet in length. Head on down to 3208 Market Street. See Jeff or give him a call at 241-8373. He's a good guy, guarantees his work. And if there's, he looks at it and he says, you know what, I can't really help you with this, he'll tell you that. Won't waste your time or your money. Jeff Wirtz, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Dave, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I am fine.
I'm glad to hear that.
The fatal flaw of Obamacare is just coming to light right now. The insurance is too cheap for old guys and sick people and too expensive for young people. And if you want to read more about it, it's the lead article on the Wall Street Journal online is that young people aren't signing up. And old guys who need expensive coronary bypass surgery and cancer surgery are signing up. And it's going to break the system because the Democrats are going to have to go back to Congress and get some more money appropriated to subsidize, to attract young people, for more subsidies for young people to sign up. This is just not going to work.
Well, I just got something on in the chat room that said 900,000 people had their insurance canceled here in the state of California.
Yeah, this is a different issue, though. The fact that the young people aren't going to sign up because the young people are overcharged, way overcharged, and we've got this crazy situation where young people are supposed to subsidize the old and sick people who are signing up.
Well, you know, even if they sign up, but even these that are signing up, they're finding out is that their deductible is a lot higher. It's still hitting people that are older, Dr. Dave. I mean, it's not just the young people. It's a lot of people that's getting hammered here that are having to pay. And Obamacare is that it's bundling like it does cable TV. They're bundling up pediatric dental and vision, along with seeing your doctor, plus birth control and all these other things that perhaps a 70-year-old lady probably doesn't want, but you're having to pay for it.
I recommend looking at that Wall Street Journal article. It's the top article on the Wall Street Journal online for a great description of the problem.
I tell you, you're absolutely right. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Dr. Dave.
Bye. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Okay, hey, I'm here with Dr. Maria Salas, and somebody says, I just love Dr. Maria Salas' voice.
Oh, thank you, whoever that was in the chat pack room.
And who's your guest?
This is Alice Garrity, which I know is your newest best friend in the world. Everybody's best friend. She's an amazing part of Reading Republican Women Federated, and she's here to help me talk about Elegance of Christmas Tea 2013.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alice.
Everybody. So, Elegance of Christmas Tea. Now, this has been going on a long time, man.
31 years this year.
31 years, and if you've never been to a tea.
Which I know you have, Carl.
I've been for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I go to the tea, and I act as an escort. It's a great time. You know what? I put on my half tux. We'll travel. I go and I escort people. I do that. I did that on handbags and that one for One Safe Place. Yes. I had my tux on, was escorting ladies in. It's a great job. You know, we sit there. You know, we can talk to them. We come in, sit down. They feed us, and we get up and leave. You know, it's great.
I like the whole idea of escort. That's kind of funny. But at Elegance of Christmas Tea, you'll be a guard. So he'll be guarding us.
Okay.
Just joking.
I just want to mention, too, that Molly Wilson did start this.
Yes.
You know, this tea.
There's a lot of history.
In her kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of a neat thing to
know. And the background to her, wasn't she English? And she came over and she decided we want to do a tea.
Yeah, she was a wonderful U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, tell us about this tea.
Okay, in December, it's December 8th, Sunday, and the theme this year is a star-spangled event. It is going to be at Wind River Resort and Casino. And yes, I do have my morning voice on, so it's a little bit deeper, but if you can understand me, we are still taking host and hostesses, tables of 8 or 10, okay? But this year, what's so amazing is we made it so easy for everyone is you can purchase a single ticket and attend the event for $35. So what's cool about that is you could come in your first year and just enjoy this amazing event and kind of go like, oh my gosh, next year I'm going to hostess my own table. And so you can see what it's all about this first year and come in and
Well,
you
it's,
know,
you know, it's absolutely beautiful. The centerpieces, the tea services, now is the food provided by the, by you Wind, all, by Wind River.
Wind River.
And
is
we'll
providing
bring in the food,
food
and it's light sandwiches.
Oh,
and
it's nice. It's a really cute, luncheon and yeah, nice and light. And then we have, desserts and cookies after tea, champagne and wine if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Now who are you inviting to this? Everybody?
I'm being very inclusive this year and inviting everybody. How about you, Alan?
Well, I'm pretty excited this year we're doing something a little different.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm Alice at Avanti Travel, and so Avanti Travel has a table.
Nice!
So we have a table of 10, and everybody's all excited. We're all talking about planning our centerpiece, you know. So I'm very excited about that. So businesses can have a table, and I really like that idea.
Yeah.
And here's a chance. Well, yes, it's Republican. It's for the Republican ladies, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that consider themselves, you know, they don't, you know, not, they don't state or their independents, which is great, which is, you know, so they can come, you know, anybody can come to this.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's just a good time. You get to sit down. It's really it's a beautiful atmosphere and you just have a great time. And now you can come in and just say, hey, look, you know, I would just like to see what this is about. And here's my, you know, I bought tickets or you can bring three or four people and you will get those seats at
fun.
A really nice table.
It's just fun. We've brought back the fashion show this year. We have three, businesses doing, showing clothes, and it's just going to be so much fun.
Fashion show and music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Music, by the Lou White Band and yours truly.
My wife.
Your wife truly.
She's going to sing a couple of songs.
Yes, of course. We love that when Linda comes and honors us. And, a lot of giveaways, door prizes as well as opportunity drawings, during the whole event. And then of course, Women of the Year.
Oh, yes, I get to do that this year because last year I was honored to be Woman of the Year for 2012. So this year I'm in charge of announcing the Woman of the Year for 2013.
Ooh.
And this is the 19th year that we've had Woman of the Year. So we're very excited about it. And
this is a nice event, and it kind of kicks off the Christmas season, really.
That's what I was going to say. It gets you in the mood. You see all those beautiful tables and centerpieces and dishes, and it does. It just gets you in the spirit.
It does.
So if you haven't bought a ticket yet and you want to get one, you can contact Tammy Gerhard, and her number is 243-3724. We can go ahead and set that up on the website later, but also there is a commercial promo running right now on KCNR that you can listen out for. Again, it's Tammy Gerhard, and it's 243-3724 for your single tickets. Or if you do decide to get a table, please try to decide now because they are going quick, and everyone wants to get a good seat. And
well, let me say something is that people talk about the Republican Party.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's just you know that.
Yes.
But the Republican Party is in the state and up here in North County in Northern California is going through a huge transition right now. Of the ones that built the party are in the process in many cases of starting to of the younger groups that are coming up. And, you know, and moving into the next generation. And, it's like that in everything, whether it's business or politics. I'm really glad to see all these young people running. I really am. It's time for the older generation that's established it is, okay, this is what we've done. Now it's time to, is pass it on. I mean, it's got to eventually happen. So it's good to see changes that's moving forward and the founders and the people that were the Woman of the Year working with the next generation. I find that so refreshing.
I
Thank
do too.
You so much,
I do
Carl.
Too. I love the youth. And that's what I love about Republican women. There's a lot of young people, and of course there's people like me. And it's wonderful to work together. You know, the young and the old, you know, wanting our country to be good and strong. And so I just love
it. Yeah, we have a great time. In fact, Alice and I were at Tea Party together last night, and that was a lot of fun. But we, you know, we're going to have a lot of, we're going to have
happening.
A great year. Yeah.
Okay. We got to take a quick break and we'll come back and finish this up. But, Carl Bott and I'm here with, Dr. Maria Salas and Alice Garrity, and we're talking about the big tea party they have every year. And it's not the tea party that you're thinking
Elegance
of.
Elegance of Christmas
Elegance
tea.
Elegance of Christmas tea. And this is where they have, I mean, the tables are beautiful and you have high tea, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's just a, you know, fashion shows, music.
Yeah, we'll
and
talk about fundraising
for women to get together.
On the flip side.
All right, we'll be right back.
Dr. Marie Salas, join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:48 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and more. Granite Kitchens, bathroom makeovers, Forever Furniture, and of course the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. Great stuff built by a guy that knows what he's doing and gives great prices and does really good work. Mike Huber. Give him a call at 241-7866. Estate Granite and more. Dr. Maria Salas and
hello.
Alice Garrity is here with me. We're talking about the Republican Women's Tea, December 8th.
Yes, Reading Republican Women Federated is going to be putting on their Elegance of Christmas Tea Sunday, December 8th, starting at noon. We are going to be, which is a new change, Wind River Resort and Casino. So excited about that.
Now, this money that you raised with this goes to, y'all just don't keep it and just put it in,
in
investments there. You put it, I shouldn't say that. You do. You invest it back into the community.
Yes, we do. And what's so cool about this event is it's one of our biggest events. So it brings in a lot of money for our Bucket of Books program, which actually just ended this year, and we were able to our board member that goes down to Sacramento goes to the Scholastic book warehouse down there, and she picks a whole bunch of bucket of books for each school that is sponsored for that event. So every year you want to be listening to, if you want to get sponsored for that event or if you want to be a sponsor for a school, be looking out for that. Also, our scholarship program, which is awesome, huh, Alice?
Yes, it is. We've really helped some young ladies in our area, and it just makes you feel so happy and proud.
Women that are going to college and need a little extra money for tuition or whatever, they can apply for this scholarship and get some extra money for this.
I think last year, Courtney Caruso, and she was going back to get her master's to be a principal. And she was very, very excited about that. Couldn't have done it without that help. So we're very, very happy and proud of that. And this year, Ann Tashira is working on it, and she's so excited. It's new for her, and she's just gone gangbusters on it. Yes. So we're always excited to hear who our scholarship winners are going to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a big day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Scholarships, a great time, entertainment, and all this. And again, the
tickets, again, 243-243-3724. Again, the contact for that is Tammy Gerhard, and it's 243-3724. Be listening for that commercial promo out there on KCNR when you're listening all day long to the station.
Come join us. We'd love to have you.
Okay. You know what? Because we went way past our other break, we're going to take a quick break here. And Alice, you and I are going to talk a little bit. Well, and you stay. Doctor.
Oh, thank you.
We'll stay. I want to talk about something that's going to happen in August that I'm really looking forward to. And it's through Avante Travel has afforded us this opportunity to take a cruise in the British Isles, a veterans cruise, whether we get to I get to walk on the beaches of Normandy where my dad landed on D-Day. And
awesome.
I also get to, the members of the group get to go to the Edinburgh Military Tattoo, which is just, ever since this word came out, people have been sending me all types of links to this. And we're really excited about it. We want to talk about it and share it with our friends. And, because we can, you know, a few other people can go with us here. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here. Join us this week on KCNR 1460's Friday Night Football as the West Valley Eagles host the Corning Cardinals with the Northern Athletic League title on the line. Pre-game show built by Muse Concrete starts at 7:05 live from the pasture in Cottonwood with kickoff at 7:30. The West Valley Eagles and the Corning Cardinals on the North State's radio home for high school football. KCNR 1460.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
Hey. You have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 50 degrees, 7:54 in the morning. Or I should say 7:56 in the morning. My guest, Dr. Maria Salas and Alice Garrity. And we've been talking about the Republican, women's, elegance tea, or what is it?
Elegance of Christmas tea.
There you go. And that's going to be on December 8th. But, one of the things I talked about, and just for a minute here, is that, Alice approached Linda and I a couple weeks ago about there's a cruise coming up in August of next year, of course. And it's for 12 days, but it goes and it's in British Isles, but they're putting an emphasis on the veterans in this and asked if for ideas on what we, you know, on this. So we came up with certain things that if it's, and you don't have to be a veteran to go along on this. Absolutely,
Maria,
not.
You can go.
Thank you. And, I want to go hang out.
And, you know, we welcome everybody. You know, our friends from everybody. But the bottom line is that there's going to be a chance to go to the military tattoo. It's only conducted for like 20 days a year.
That's right.
During the month of August, and we're going to have tickets for that. We're going to have lectures. Military history, about where we are in the area. There's going to be a commemorative book. The book I've seen is, I think it's the one, it's going to be on D-Day and what happened there. And then one of the side trips, is going to Normandy. And you can be able to walk the beaches there where D-Day occurred on June 6th, of course. For something like this, because they're going the extra mile, and as is the cruise line, to give upgrades, to give money, or cruise, I guess it's called ship money, whatever that is.
Shipboard credits.
But they're doing this to upgrade for veterans, and other people that want to go on this trip. So that's why we got associated, that's why we were associated with it, because it's not just your run of the mill. It's something different. And they're keeping the groups, you know, that they're going up there, the veterans together. Oh, there's also going to be a cocktail party that's going to, people can wear either uniforms or their medals or not. It's up to them.
Carl, we are calling this cruise Salute to Our Veterans. So, Maria, you don't have to be a veteran, but you can honor them.
Well, I would love for my
them.
Parents to go too, so.
That would be wonderful.
Would be.
I always say take your favorite veteran with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is August 15th, 2014. It's on the beautiful Ruby Princess. And I do want to mention that Princess Cruises really honors veterans. And they do give $100 shipboard credit to each veteran. So I really appreciate Princess doing that. And then we're doing the Ireland. We're doing three ports in Ireland. And then we're doing Edinburgh and the military tattoo and then Normandy. Now, the military tattoo and Normandy are shore excursions, so they are extra. It's not included in the cruise. You have to pay extra for the shore excursions. But it's a wonderful itinerary. I mean, if you wanted to see Ireland and Scotland before, it's wonderful, too.
I think it will be. And that's why when we were approached on this that, yeah, if a salute to the veterans. And it actually, things are going to happen for the veterans that are on the cruise. So anyway, I appreciated it, and that's why we wanted to get involved with it. Anyway, okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Thank
and
you
talking
for having
to
us, Carl.
about the tea, because good things happen from that. Like I said, I like to see how and everything how as we progress how the and I don't want to use the term old guard, because that sometimes gives a different, it gives a wrong connotation, but the ones who established the standards and how, okay, we are here, we've done this, now it's time to pass the baton.
And I do want to mention that Carl and Linda will be at our Republican Women meeting November 20th to honor our veterans at that meeting. So thank you so much, Carl and Linda, for your belief and your support of veterans.
Well, you know, and we do. And whether you're a Republican supporter or a Democrat supporter or an independent supporter of veterans, we're there. And because we believe that that our veterans, in many cases, have
not gotten the support, probably
not been supported as they should. And I see a million case backlog on veterans. I see it taking years to open up the veterans home here when they could have opened it up because the veterans didn't have a high enough priority. If people throughout the United States and down in Sacramento had the feeling of support for veterans like you all do and like the North State does across all lines, it would be much better off. Veterans would be much better off. Anyway, thank you very much for this.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're going to have Dr. Danuka is going to join us right after the 8 o'clock break. And I promise you is that there's going to be some talk about Obamacare, socialized medicine, and the impact on your medical care with this new plan. And I mean, it's not just the fact that you're a good chance of having it canceled, but having it changed dramatically. Dr. Dave said, you know, it's, if the young people don't buy into this, it's going to be a downward spiral. And I've read that before. It's a death spiral. If the young don't buy into this, then it cannot win. It cannot function. And it's not going to succeed. And if anything, our healthcare is even going to get worse, not better. All right, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be back here in about – oh, we're not going to break right now, are we?
We have about 30 seconds.
Well, you know, when you went like that, that means now.
No.
Yes,
no,
you, what you did, you said wrap, yeah, but when you do that, it's usually 30 seconds.
When I do this gesture, that's now.
Well, is anyway. That right? Okay, on this message from, on the city council on the agenda, new home for Veterans Museum. A new home for the Veterans Museum. Okay, all supporters asked to show up tonight at 6 p.m.
I'm on the agenda, yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I know where that's going. They're talking about, and it's a great idea. Be there tonight, 6 p.m. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say they don't believe a gunman who killed himself after causing a lockdown at New Jersey's largest shopping mall wanted to hurt anybody. Witness Nick Wood says police officers with guns drawn did approach him as they looked for the gunman inside the Garden State Plaza Mall.
I actually had to go out into the store shouting for the officers, my hands up, and then I turned and pointed their guns at me. It was one of the scarier experiences of my life.
Meanwhile, Bergen County prosecutors say that they do not believe the gunman had any intention of hurting anyone else, essentially trying to commit suicide inside the building. Also at SRNnews.com, the so-called Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would outlaw workplace and hiring discrimination based on sexual orientation, passed a procedural hurdle on Monday and is expected to pass the full Senate this week. Peter LaBarbera of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality tells SRN News the legislation exempts some religious groups, but he believes that could change very quickly.
It's interesting, in the Washington Blade, a homosexual newspaper, they're reporting that Senator Harry Reid said that the exemption should be used now, and then they can tackle those later. In other words, they'll work later to take away the exemptions that protect some Christians.
And that's why he thinks it poses a greater danger to religious-oriented groups than is being openly spoken about on Capitol Hill right now. Planned Parenthood is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to place Texas's new abortion restrictions on hold. Emily Horn with Texas Right to Life told the Salem Radio Network the provision is about about protecting women from the dangers of some abortion clinics.
This is a safety measure, and the fact that people are promoting the absolute right to an abortion no matter what, even under safety obstacles or safety violations, is troubling.
Planned Parenthood lamented in a filing with the High Court on Monday that about a third of Texas clinics cannot do business right now. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
There's only one message that can change people's lives.
Join us for a historic television event from Billy Graham, The Cross, filled with hope.
I will make you new if you will let me.
With life, I realized that none of us is righteous, not even one.
With a new message from Billy Graham.
And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
The Cross. Check local listings or go to watchbillygraham.com.
The Department of Transportation has fined U.S. Airways $1.2 million for failing to provide adequate wheelchair assistance to passengers in Philadelphia and Charlotte, North Carolina.
The fine is one of the largest assessed by the department in a disability case. Federal rules require that airlines provide free, prompt wheelchair assistance to passengers with disabilities, including helping passengers to move between gates to make connecting flights. The department says that U.S. Airways' use of a combination of electric carts and wheelchairs to carry passengers between gates required frequent transfers and led to long delays. Some passengers missed connections or were left unattended for long periods. About 300 passenger complaints relating to incidents at airports in Philadelphia and Charlotte were examined. Keith Peters, SRN News, Washington.
Activity at U.S. service firms accelerated in October despite the partial government shutdown, boosted by a jump in sales and more hiring. That word today from the Institute of Supply Management. This is SRN News. Microsoft has reached a 20-year deal to directly buy wind energy from a turbine farm being built in Texas.
The tech giant says it's funding the deal through carbon fees collected from company divisions for every ton of carbon produced. A Microsoft official says it's the first time the company is directly buying electricity. Construction of the $200 million turbine farm will start next month and is expected to be operational by June 2015.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. IPO fever is back 5 years after the financial crisis dampened enthusiasm for initial public offerings. Investors are again eager to buy shares when companies start trading. Twitter is a star this week. A dozen expected offerings, though, this week tie it for the busiest week of the year. There have been 190 offerings so far this year, according to the data provider Deal Logic. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is struggling. It's off 40 points. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
So welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bod. We have a day that started at 5 this morning. It's going until probably 9:30 or 10 o'clock tonight. Linda and I divided and conquered. I think I'll see my wife at sometime around 1:30 today as we go along. So that's where she is. And good morning to Free Fire Radio. You know, we like to think is that we talk about the things that you're talking about. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And what's it look like for weather for today and the rest of the week there, Bad Bob?
Sunny today, a high near 70. Mostly clear tonight, low around 51. Mostly sunny, a high near 73. But there's chance of showers on Wednesday night, and that will continue through Thursday and then partly cloudy as we get up to Friday and back into the next weekend. Right now in Reading, we have 55 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay, let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo for our Wells Fargo advisor today, Chris Lasondek.
Yes, markets remain lower in this morning in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 31 points at 15,607, while the Nasdaq's down 2 at 3,934, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,764. Oil's down 88 cents at $93.74 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.73%. Gold's down $8.30 at $1,306, while silver's down 8 cents at $21.62 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks. Merck's down 3 dimes at $45.43. Intel's up 3 cents at $24.06. And Goldman Sachs is down $1.40 at $161.76. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors. For
hey, Josh, sorry about that. I had a different name written down there when somebody, when they handed it to me.
Hey, no problem.
You know, and when you started, I went, that's not Chris, that's Josh.
Me a culpa. You know, it threw me off. I was like, maybe I should get Chris to do that.
You know what? Every time, you know, this is the first time, what it's been well over a year, you know, every time you come on, man, you are just boom right there. And then there was that slight hesitation. And then I thought, oh, okay. Sorry,
well,
buddy.
Guys.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Our friends down there, we do know who they are down there at our Wells Fargo advisors down on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. You know what? You're looking for a place, you know, you're looking for some information. What's happening in Wall Street and all that? They're the ones that do it. They're your neighbors. They make great, they have great ideas. They keep their mind on their job. What's going on? Our guest today, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and I'd like to welcome you aboard. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I just can't wait to hear. I'm going to take a quick break, but I can't wait to hear the latest of what you're thinking about what's happened in the last. Well, see, you came on. You come on probably about once a month. We bring you on.
Yes.
for your thoughts on not only medical care, but you have very strong thoughts about socialized medicine, which is where you see all this going.
I do.
You see that one payer approaching?
Actually, one payer is certainly their goal, but what they're creating in the middle is even worse than that.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350, and that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:12 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. Hey, our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. And when he left, he said, it's not so much the one-payer system that you're concerned about. It's the ones in the middle. This is the first time I've heard this. So what's this exactly?
Well, one payer system as it exists in Canada or UK and some other countries, is still more transparent system than what they are trying to create here. And I'll try to explain it, what I mean by that. In one payer system, basically the government pays for everything. And all the physicians are contracted with the government or employed by the government, and they get paid by a fixed rate, and patients don't have to pay anything and all that.
So the doctors are government employees then,
yeah,
at that point.
Right, right.
And they're paid what the government says.
Yes.
And you get that treatment. This treatment is for a sprained knee. You get, everybody gets the same treatment.
Right, right, right.
Okay, I mean, or the same money for that treatment.
Right, and everybody gets the same treatment. So, in principle, it sounds like, you know, utopian heaven, but in reality, it doesn't stay like that. In small countries, it is easy to administer, as we were talking earlier, and you may have reasonably good results, but in a large country, it deteriorates into waste, abuse, and fraud. And then, everybody's upset with the government, and the government keeps throwing more money at it because they don't want to admit the failure. But that's just one part of it. We are not there yet. That's definitely their goal. What they're doing in between is they're trying to create the system where they're reducing the choices. What they're doing is reducing the insurers or reducing the number of insurance plans available to you so that you get used to the idea of government control and less choices.
Well, that's happening right here in California.
That's the whole goal.
A great article this lady wrote that said, you know, I used to have this healthcare. Well, this healthcare system, this company, no longer in California under this new system we have here under California Care. And she was treated successfully for cancer. But now that program's gone.
Yeah. There are only four insurance plans. Three or four insurance plans: Kaiser, Blue Shield, Blue Cross, Anthem. And that's all. I think there's one more.
I think
more.
United and Anthem all left.
United left, Aetna left.
Yeah.
And
major carriers left out of here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and Exchange doesn't have any other insurance other than these plans. So we have been talking about this for several months, actually. And we have seen this coming down the pike. And
you've been absolutely right the whole time. Everything you said has happened.
So this is just a start. So let me just summarize what I think, how what happened over the last couple of years was, let's examine the promises which were made to us as the ground, as a reason to pass this Obamacare. And not just pass it, but pass it with a sense of urgency. Remember when it was passed a couple of years ago? It was like, if you don't do it today, the world is going to crash.
Yeah, and
the economy is going to crash.
Let's pass it to see what's in it. Let's, that this whole thing is built on the fact if we don't do it now, and it was done in the dead of night practically.
So there is a great statement by former chief of staff of White House, Rahm Emanuel: don't let any crisis go to waste. And that's what they did. During the recession's peak, they basically came up with this argument that unless we fix health care, America is going to go bankrupt. So the reason to pass this Health Care Act was the two major reasons they gave us. Number one, to save the uninsured people from the cost of health care, which is like 30, 40 million people. And the goal was to cover everyone. The second promise was made was to save the country from the cost of healthcare, to reduce the cost. So let's examine that what promises were made for those two things. We were told that healthcare will be affordable to the individuals and everybody will be insured. So, own calculations from government. First year, government plans, these plans are going to cover 10 million or so uninsured people. And over 10 years, at the end of 10 years, there still will be 30 million uninsured people left in the country. So that promise is not going to be completed. Second promise, that it will be affordable, which is actually the name of the act, is actually a lie. How is it a lie? If you go on these plans and you can see yourself that the cost of these plans is not any cheaper than any other plan existing on the market, it's actually more. My own health plan, without any change in last couple of years, since the act has been passed, has gone up 10% in anticipation of the insurance's cost. Because insurance companies are increasing the premium now for last 2-3 years in anticipation of the increased cost. This year, I just received a statement, it went up again 10%. And 6% of that is direct taxes for Obamacare, direct taxes.
I have an email from somebody, it's an insurance company, that sent me an email, with that information in it. And all these taxes are being added on.
Yes.
You know, and they say that, you know, to the Affordable Care Act, but small businesses and individuals are getting hit with, you know, 3% here, 6% here. I mean, it just keeps going up for everybody. And it's just, not only that, but it trying to get them to pin down what exactly the type of coverage is. And how much it's going to cost is almost impossible.
And this is my plan, which I've had for a long time, almost 8-9 years. It's grandfathered in. It's still my cost is going up. So Obama went on televisions all the time with this great promise of if you have an insurance plan you like, you can keep it. That was a blatant, blatant lie. Another promise was made was, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. That's a blatant, blatant lie. Because most of the insurance plans which are coming up on exchange, or the way they're being modified, or so many insurance plans are not being offered, which were in past and being canceled, they're going to have a very limited network of doctors. That's one reason you will not have access to your previous doctor. Second, a lot of these doctors are quitting. I have been trying to recruit a gastroenterologist in town for several years, and nobody wants to start a practice. Half the people have left private practices only to go to be employed by a large company like Kaiser, or by the hospitals, or by VA system, or somebody else. So your physicians will not be in practice. And this is going to get worse. Whatever half is left, a lot of them are much older people who have been in practice for a long time, and they just don't want to deal with it, and a lot of them are quitting now.
So you have people retiring. You have people, because of what's happening with the way the government is doing it, especially in the Medicare, Medicaid, and all that, that they're just saying, you know what, I'm just going to go work for somebody else. I'm going to do my 8 hours a day.
Yes.
Or 7 hours a day, or 5 hours, whatever it is, and then I'm going to go home at night, and I'm not going to worry about it, because, you know, we're at this point now in our lives with our medicine, is that we're at such a turning point right now that the medical care that we're used to, where you could go into and see a doctor, make an appointment, see your physician, spend some time with them, and pay a certain amount of a copay, and all this we're on the verge of losing all that.
So the idea is to, basically what they're doing is, the doctor is going to be part of a big machine. So there's no personal relationship going to be left. Then the other promise which was made was, the cost of insurance will be cheaper to you. Now, there are going to be some people whose cost is going to be reduced because they're going to spread the risk. But mind you, how is it being reduced?
We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back.
All right.
How is their cost being reduced while other people's are going up? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Dr. Payush Dhanuka. We're talking about Obamacare, the reality of Obamacare, and what is happening to your medical care right here in the North State. We'll be right back.
Plan. You can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan. Period. If you are...
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are: a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, our guest, Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka, and we are talking about Obamacare. And now is that the number of doctors that are quitting, the doctors that are leaving the field, the doctors that are going to work for the government. But your last thing you said was, is how they're planning on spreading the wealth when it comes to Obamacare, and who is really going to get hammered here. So
the very word affordable is a misnomer here, because the cost of insurance on all these exchange plans is not any cheaper than the other insurance plans. So what happens is, when you buy an insurance on exchange, your cost may be $1,000 per month, let's say, but the government will provide a subsidy for most of it to buy the premium, as well as for your out-of-pocket expenses if your income is below a certain limit. So really, it's not cheaper, it's just the government is giving those people more money. So that's a redistribution. Where is the money going to come from? There's no free lunch. Money is going to come from the people who don't fall into that category. Not only that, money is also going to come from these people's pocket. These very people who are receiving it, they're actually not getting any free lunch, because the government is going to take over the resources more and more and redistribute it to them later, saying, yeah, we are giving you the money. But the fact is, they are going to be poorer, because the government is going to control more and more resources. Now, the beauty of this, and this is really making me angry, and I don't hear this being talked about in any circle. Same person with low income, let's say, buys an insurance in exchange, gets a 90% of his premium subsidy. But if the same person buys a similar insurance or same insurance outside the exchange, he doesn't get any subsidy. Why not? Nobody can answer that question. Why the government will not provide that subsidy or tax break outside the exchange to the same person? I'll tell you the reason. The reason is because the government doesn't want to provide the subsidy without getting the control. What they want is, they want to herd us like sheep. You will only get this subsidy if you buy a government-approved, government-controlled insurance from a government-controlled exchange. So it's like herding the sheep in a narrower and narrower path through the gate, so herder can control them.
Because you have to sign up and give all the questions, and you are really you're nuzzling at the nipple of the government. Then
exactly,
and with that, and if you go to have the exact same plan offline, and mm-hmm. you say, wait a minute, if I have the same plan, it's the same plan, I have the same amount of money, why can't I get a subsidy here?
It's on because, a tax break.
Oh no, it's like it's like saying this, instead of giving food stamps or SNAP or whatever it is, why don't they just give, food at areas? Because, or give them much money, let them buy it where they want, or something like this. I mean, it's not like the control goes away.
Yeah.
The whole thing is the control thing.
So it's like, if the government...
just keep dragging them in.
If the government says tomorrow that everyone should have a car, and we will provide subsidies to people who cannot buy a car, and they say, oh yeah, if you buy the car from a government-made government company, then we'll give you the tax break, otherwise not.
Remember that sell your wreck back during the height of
recession. Yes, exactly.
The government was going to give you money if you sold your car. Right. If you went in there, then you were given money to buy cars to help the car makers. Mm-hmm. In between them giving billions and billions of dollars to certain car makers, but not others that wanted to stand on their own 2 feet.
So it's really not affordable. It's just that the government is giving money to some people. Not all the people, some people. The second way it's actually affordable is by making it more expensive for people who are younger and healthier. And just today's Wall Street Journal says that most of the people who are actually signing up for this insurance are 50 plus. Average age is 50 plus. Whereas generally the insurance people sign up and average age is 40 plus. So that's going to be a problem for the government already, because if younger people don't sign up, the cost is going to be even more.
It's going to be a spiral. And we've talked about this, is if the young don't sign up, and it's going to start spiraling down, which means the prices go up, which means the older people aren't going to be able to afford it. So they're not going to sign up. So it gets going faster and faster. And frankly, I'll pay $93 if I'm a young person. I'll pay $93 for not having health care, because guess what? If I do get sick, I can buy it, because, you know, there's no I don't have to have had something for 30 days. Right. I now have health care. I'm, you know, here's my money.
It's already happening.
There it is. So we got to take a break here. I guess Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, that the fact is it's not the website, my friends. That's, you know what? Frankly, that's a red herring. The website makes no difference. They'll eventually fix the website. They will not fix the Affordable Care Act, though. You are going to see doctors leaving right now, yesterday, and I mentioned yesterday, I'm going to mention it again today, that one of the people running for state office in Virginia said, doctors should be forced to take Medicare and Medicaid if they're going to practice medicine. Should be forced to take Medicare and Medicaid patients if they're going to practice medicine. We'll be right back.
Clinton has said that.
Great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want: a fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment out running today, so I know she's already on the move. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue and our friends there. Discounts for seniors, veterans, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Great prices there. And like I said, great haircuts. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Dr. Pius DiNucco. So far, he has just devastated the idea of Obamacare. And the fact is that it's forcing people onto the government, onto the government dole, whether they like it or not. They're eliminating, plans right here in California. They say 900,000 people lost their insurance, health insurance in California because of all the different insurance firms that were here. They all left except three. Maybe four, three that we know of. So their plans just went away. And the Affordable Health Care Act doesn't offer a lot of those same plans. And then right before I left, I said there was a woman running for state office in Virginia saying doctors should be forced to take Medicare and Medicaid patients no matter what. And I don't think you heard it, but Dr. Pius DiNucco, our guest, said she wasn't the only one that said this.
Actually, if my memory serves me right, I think Hillary Clinton herself is on record for having said that.
We'll have to check that one out.
In past. Yeah, check that out.
We'll have to check that one out because there you go. I mean, because doctors are opting out of Medicare and Medicaid because one, it doesn't pay or it's slow. And it's, you know, it's having a severe impact on their patient loads and all this. So some of them are opting out of it. And now, that's the next step is they're just going to keep taking more and more, forcing doctors to take more and more patients that aren't paying them. So if they can't pay the bills, then they're going to have to, go to work,
quit their practice. And be employed. So we were talking about how the lies are there and, the cost. So affordable part, let me just detail a little bit more.
Sure.
That how the cost is going to increase. Number one, you can see already everything government promises, the budget increases, doubles, triples all the time. Whether it is the fast rail, whether it is any other program, Medicaid itself is much more expensive than it was expected to be when it was started. Now just see the healthcare website, the exchange website, they spent $500 million on it. And what happens? They're going to fix it. I'm sure they're going to fix it. They're going to spend much more money on it to fix it and to maintain it.
It's a cost plus thing.
Exactly.
Ooh, love that.
So that's like a gravy train for everyone who's involved.
Everybody, whatever cost plus anything else plus. I mean, it's remarkable.
And don't underestimate this. This is the whole plan. This is the whole purpose of this act. The purpose of act is not to be affordable. It's not to provide care to everyone. The purpose of act is to control the resources so that those who control the resources can distribute it to their favorite constituents or not just the individuals, 10 million people who are uninsured. These are just the pawns in the game. The real purpose is to distribute it to their friends, their favorite business companies or corporations or their unions. Now, when you have these three, four companies left in the market, what is going to happen to them? Do you realize in the Affordable Healthcare Act, there is actually a clause which says that if insurance company cost runs out to be higher than the estimated, government will subsidize that. So insurance companies are not going to lose.
So the insurance companies, which was what the Obama administration said, we want to rein in these insurance companies. And that's one of the things I didn't understand and I still don't, is that the insurance companies have got a monopoly now.
Exactly.
And they're still making their 10% or 20%. And then if they can't, guess what? We can't make it because the prices are too low. The government's going to subsidize them.
And no, government is going to subsidize them on our dime.
On our dime, right.
So what they're going to become is too big to fail.
Because once that they've got all the people in the healthcare plans.
Exactly.
Because as the Obama government has said, we don't mind you having your own private plan, but unless it doesn't meet our standards. And then they start crimping in on you right. that way. And as soon as you make a change in your plan, that you say, "Oh, I want to add a rider for my kid," you've now just changed the plan, and you no longer fall under the grandfather part. And there's all different types of things that they can then snatch that plan away from you. And so now you've got to go to the government approved insurance companies.
Yes, and there only few ones will be left, and they will become too big to fail. And we all remember. Where did those trillions of dollars went in the last 5 years? Yeah, imagine.
To the banks that were too big to fail. Imagine. And all those. And you know what? I don't believe we've gotten that money back yet.
Imagine if those trillions of dollars, it would have been better for the government to give that money directly to the people. If you are saying that some poor people need it, give it to the people. That would have been much better. If you spend $1 trillion, and give the money to 1 million people, everybody will get $1 million. If you give it to 10 million people, everybody will get $100,000. So imagine if government gave that $1 trillion to 10 million people, each one of them, each family, that means 40 million people will get $100,000 in their household. That will take care of recession. That will take care of unemployment. But the government didn't do it. They gave it to the bankers. The very bankers who they deride, who they say are evil corporates in front of the TV. But in the back rooms, they give them the money. That's exactly what's going to happen with these insurance companies too. At the cost of common people, at the cost of
the middle class, the middle class.
At the middle class, at the cost of great unwashed masses, these people will take the resources which we generate, which we own as citizens of this country, and they will redistribute it not to people. That is just a facade, but to the friends, their powerful elite friends.
We'll be right back after these messages. I don't know if you can make it any clearer than that. The fact is that we're going to make these insurance companies too big to fail because the other insurance companies will fall off on the side. Instead of giving the money directly to the people, you're uninsured, fine. Here's how much an insurance policy for you will cost a year. It's going to cost you $12,000. Let's just say $12,000, $1,000 a month. Oh, let's just say $1,500 a month. We're going to give this to you. You show us proof of the insurance plan. We'll pay it to the insurance company. If you don't like that after a while, you can change. We'll be right back.
Who's that whispering in the trees? It's two cities and they're only pipes and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months. Including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advance Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. 50 degrees out there, 8:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition, in-store deli. You know, organic foods, natural foods. They are the North State's nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition. And they also have amazing foods for life, the new gluten-free mixes that are there. That are just, they're just sweeping the area. How good they are. Tasty, easy to fix for your kids. And people should be, people are taking a real close look at the gluten-free diets now, and it seems to be helping a lot of people. Give them a call at 244-9141 or stop by right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center out there on Locust Street is Orchard Nutrition. Good people, and they have, it's just astounding how the selection of variety you have there. Now, hey, on Thursday, I'm going to be on remote from 6 a.m. to, I'll be there from 7 to 9, of course, but from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., the community is invited to drive through and drop off donations at the Cornerstone Community Bank for the Rob's fourth annual Salute to Veterans donation drive through. That provides local veterans free Rob a Punch card so they can ride the buses. It's been a big success. Thousands have been helped in the past. Now I'll be out there, so come on by, see me, drop off $1, $10, $2,000. And all of this will go into punch cards for veterans that ride the buses and maybe a little bit down on their luck there, that they will then be able to ride for free with these punch cards. Each punch card provides $10 worth of bus rides. There are over 10,000 veterans in the Redding, Anniston, and Shasta Lake area that this could help. So we'll talk more about it, but that's Thursday morning from 7 to 9. Drive by. It's a Cornerstone Bank at 150 East Cypress Avenue, corner of Cypress and Hempstead. Okay, our guest, Dr. Paige Danuka, and we're talking about too big to fail. We've gotten into too big to fail insurance companies and the way this is heading. The fact is that so people are so wrapped up in the failure. Well, this, in the failure of the website. I think what this has done to people is it's made them stop and think and say, if they can't run a website after 3.5 years of putting it together, how are they going to run a healthcare plan and make that work? And Obama's his approval rating has dropped to 40%. I mean, it's the lowest of any president practically. I think he's right up there with Nixon during an exact quarter when he said, "I am not a crook" type days in Watergate. So, yeah.
There's an old Chinese saying which says, running a big country is like frying a small fish. Too much poking spoils the meat.
Well, so, there's been a lot of poking going on here.
So that's why it's actually a common sense thing that in a small country, you can run anything, in Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, it's easy to run. Canada, 30, 40 million people, 1/10 of the size of the country, population of ours, it's easier to run. Large scale things don't work the same way. Just like a quantum mechanics, you cannot apply on a gravitational field. You cannot apply the laws of atoms on planets or suns or solar bodies. It doesn't work. We don't understand that, then we are bound to fail. But that's besides the point. What is clear to me at this point is Obama has lied blatantly with these promises. Most politicians do, and it's okay. Sometimes this
you
is the time we live.
Politicians to BS you occasionally. And even some when they're talking, they get carried away. Right. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Right. But this
was, this was blatant lying by him and his administration.
Just like so many other people in past, like Nixon or Bill Clinton, as you mentioned on your Facebook. So, frankly, I admired Obama when he started. I was supporting him. I was very hopeful with him, and I'm deeply disappointed the way it turned out to be. So I'm not somebody who is like anti-Obama forever, but it's just, I'm just disappointed by the blatant lies. And you know, one of the lies he mentioned was that, which is on national TV, he said, a doctor would rather cut the leg of a person rather than treat his blood sugar because it profits him more. I've seen it with my own eyes that he said this on national TV. But this is such a blatant lie, because doctor who amputates a leg is a surgeon, whereas the one who treats the blood sugar is an internist or an FP, and they're never the same people. Person, an FP or internist, will never benefit from cutting the leg. So that is a blatant lie. So anyway, we are going to used to this, you know, we know by now that these are all lies.
Do you see any way that from the very beginning, the way this thing was set up, and I know you've studied it, and I know Doug McConnell studied it, and everybody that has studied this seems to say that I don't see how this could have worked, even if the website had worked. I don't see how this thing could work.
So it's not going to work, but they're not going to give it up. They're not going to failure. They accept the failure or the deceit. What they're going to do is throw more and more and more and more money, like throwing a good money after bad money, until the country goes bankrupt. But let me also tell you about doctor side. Let me tell you my chastise, my doctor friends.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll go right to that, and then we finish up with this, that doctors are very, very upset. I haven't talked to a doctor yet that seems to think that, oh yeah, everything's going to be fine. I mean, I don't see that. And
I'll tell you something about them.
All right, we'll be right back.
Just a small town girl.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We wouldn't usually play music then, but we're busy looking at the pot grow in this in an area here off of Google Earth that's next to somebody we know. And they've got, and it's just, I mean, it's huge.
Them ain't orange trees in
there. Those aren't orange trees in there. Yeah, you know, we were just looking and discussing that. Anyway, Dr. Paius Dhanuka is our guest. I can't say enough about, we're glad to have you here talking about this. You come on the show once a month and we talk about different things, medical, this thing with Obamacare has, from the very beginning, here's a doctor, he and his wife are both doctors that have come to this country. They came to Reading. And love Reading, and Reading loves you guys too. You've written articles for the paper. And you've seen socialized medicine. You've seen the failure of socialized medicine in your home country of India. And you see it happening here, and you fight it and fight it and fight it. But it's kind of like, you know, we still have a chance. We still have a chance to stop this. But you're getting ready to tell me some things I don't want to hear, aren't you?
I've seen doctors' unions going on strike for weeks and weeks and months straight. I don't want that here. So one
doctors
of the
doctors on strike, my friends.
Doctors unions.
Because they're strike. Unions. Because yes. They are employed. Paid by the government. They don't like what they're getting. So we'll just go on strike.
Yes. So we will discuss that some other time.
Yeah, some other time.
But what I was going to say is one more lie which helped pass Obamacare was AMA support, American Medical Association, the Doctors Association, largest association. I'm not a member of it. Let me just make it very clear.
Many doctors are not a member of the AMA.
I have never, ever been a member of it. I dislike AMA a lot. But they always send me the junk mail because they have my name and government wants them to have my name. So I can't help that part. But I'm not a member. But what happened was American Medical Association, along with American Hospital Association, supported Obamacare. And they came out. And one of these promises which Obama made, that you can keep your doctor, period, was made in front of the top AMA conference, the top AMA delegation. So, in return, Obama and his group promised them to take care of one big flaw in Medicare payment. Let me explain to you what happens. Medicare payments to doctors are expected to be cut by 25 or 27% for the last 10 years. But every year, government passes a temporary bill to not let it cut by 25%. Because, why? Because every dollar Medicare pays to the doctor, they end up keeping 25 cents on it, take-home income. And if you cut it by 25 cents, then they will be left with zero income. So that no doctors will be able to run the practice or see the patient.
It'll be a 25% cut in income right then.
No, not only zero income, because
of
a dollar, they only get to keep 25 cents. And if you cut it by 25 cents, then they'll be left with zero. So politicians know this, but what they do is for 10 years, every year they pass a temporary fix to it. AMA was promised by Obama that they will make it part of the law to fix it forever. And AMA supported it, but it was never done. So for last 5 years, 5 years it has been, that promise has not been completed. And doctors are very upset about it. But you know what? My feeling on this is, well, if you expect it from the government, then be my guest. Be my guest to be prepared to be cheated by the government. Wally Herger was the chairman of Health Subcommittee last year, before he retired. And one of the meetings was about this issue. And there were a lot of doctors in the committee meeting. And they were all saying that, please don't cut 25%. So what I said to Wally at that time was, and this was a public thing, and I said to him, you know what? We plead in front of you, and you don't cut, and then you still cut. Let me just dare you. Go ahead and cut it. So what I'm saying here is, that it's a fault of not just public, it's fault of doctors also to have that expectation from the government. Bottom line is, you cannot depend on the government. Whether you're a patient, whether you're a physician, whether you're an insurance company, whether you're a hospital. And if you want that, you will be cheated, you'll be defrauded of your money if you let go of control, if you give away your freedom in return for some peanuts. You are going to lose your peanuts too.
There you go. Boy, you finished on time too. I mean, we've got like a minute left and you hit it. So, you know, every time you come in here, You speak the truth. You speak the fact that if you give up your freedoms to the government, they will keep taking them. It may not because it's a nasty, nefarious government. It is just a monolith, a bureaucracy that will take your freedoms. And they will offer you this for your freedoms. Because, frankly, it's easier for them without all these pesky people running around. And if you give them your freedoms, you will never get them back.
Thank you for letting me speak truth.
Well, you know what? We are so happy to have you here. And you speak the truth as many other people speak the truth.
I've adopted the cow or cowboy phrase as, you know, as part of my comeback to a lot of people quite frequently now.
That's it. One of the things that you said, you can either be the cow or the cowboy. And frankly, we're seeing more and more cows out there and people being herded into this thing. And the thing is that people, all of a sudden a lot of the cows are starting to look around. And they're starting to look around and see what's happening. So perhaps we can have a stampede here this year where the cows come back and, you know, and just run amok and say we're not going to be herded into this.
I came to this country and to Reading to stay, become a cowboy, and I want to stay that way.
There you go. All right, Duke. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking mental health in Shasta County. We're going to be talking with businesses on what's going on. Of course, we're going to be talking about what's happening and is the violence something here that's happening and it's just a spike and then will go away as it has in the past. We'll find out tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. It's the cowboys against the cows. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Cindy in Washington. She's back on Capitol Hill today. Medicare Chief Marilyn Tavener testifying before a Senate panel talking about the problem-plagued Obamacare website. Tavener insists that healthcare.gov is improving day by day.
We are now able to process nearly 17,000 registrants per hour, or 5 per second, with almost no errors.
Tavener says the goal is to get the website functioning flawlessly ASAP. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says projected budget cuts amounting to almost $1 trillion over the next decade could seriously impact military readiness.
We may have to accept the reality that not every unit will be at maximum readiness. And some kind of a tiered readiness system is perhaps inevitable.
Police in New Jersey say the 20-year-old gunman who opened fire last night in the state's largest shopping mall left one.